Hello, I'm Lisa Steinberg, and I'm the editor-in-chief for Starry Constellation Magazine. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. Starry Constellation Magazine started back in 2003 as a small e-zine, and now it has blossomed into the amazing website that you see before you. Thank you so much for your support, and thanks for playing among the stars.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Of course.
Good. Well, since we're here chatting, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about some of the recent projects that you've got going on. And, of course, I know that there's
sure.
a pilot that you have been working on for ABC Family.
Yes. It's been very cool. We actually just saw the screening of the pilot episode on Monday, and it was so much fun, and the episode's great, and everyone they've casted is just fantastic. And it was really fun to watch.
Well, what are some of those recent projects that you've been working on? Has it just been the pilot for ABC Family, or has there been other projects like movies?
The other thing that I've done recently, I did a co-star on CSI, the original CSI Las Vegas, and I played a showgirl who lives with a bunch of other showgirls, and a man comes and kills us all. And that was pretty fun, though, to get to play someone who gets murdered. I got to have the prosthetics put on and blood all over me, and that was really exciting. And that, I think, airs in, like, a couple weeks.
So there's something extra special to look forward to coming up, at least.
Extra special to look forward to is the pilot. Definitely.
What's the name of the show? Who is your character? What's the show information?
The show is called Greek, and it's for ABC Family. I play the lead's best friend named Ashley, and the whole show is about fraternity and sorority life, and what it's like to join them, and living inside the fraternity and sorority houses, and just all the drama that happens, you know, and who's dating who, and all that kind of stuff. I play this kind of outgoing best friend who ends up getting torn between her best friend and a new girl who joins the sorority because they don't like each other. And it's really, really fun because my character is real silly and likes to dance and drink and party and mingle. And it's really cool to be able to play someone who's so fun. And they haven't told us 100%, but we begin filming it in May, and they're hoping to have the show premiere this summer, around July.
Okay, so it won't be too far off that we'll get to see the show.
Oh, yeah. They really want to get it out there as fast as they can. They're really excited about it.
Well, you know, summer's just around the corner, so it's not like we have too much time, thankfully. I mean, that's good.
Uh-huh.
It's good in both ways, to get to see the show and, of course, to enjoy the summertime slow pace.
Yeah, they definitely want the demographic of all the kids who are home from school, you know, all the summer school kids.
Yeah, because everybody else is away at camp.
Yeah, exactly. So all the kids who are at home, they'd love to get them to all watch the show and get involved in the storyline. I mean, it's such a great show because everyone can relate to it. All kids who are in high school are looking forward to going to college, and this kind of gives a picture of what they can get themselves into and all the fun that happens and all the drama that can happen. And all the characters are really relatable people. Someone who's just like that, you know. So I think a lot of people will really get into it, and from all ages, young to college kids and everything.
And was there anything challenging about the role for you that you had to really take time to set aside and think about?
Not yet so far. We'll see what happens in the other scripts. But so far, she's just really fun. And it's been pretty cool to just play someone who just had so much fun. It wasn't scary or difficult to do that.
And you said that you only have shot the pilot episode so far?
Yes. And hopefully we'll start shooting the rest of the episodes come this May.
What really drew you to wanting to be a part of that project?
I read the script and fell in love with it. I was dying of laughter. Just sitting in my room, I read it two or three times. I had a girlfriend come over and read it with me, and we were just dying. We each played different characters while we were reading it, and we just thought that this was so funny and so great and well-written. And I just knew that I wanted to do this. I was like, this is so great, and this is going to be such a fun show. And it was really easy for me to say that this is something very cool that I want to be doing.
I know that you mentioned that the cast having, you know, being such a fantastic cast. I mean, can you tell us who else will be featured in the show? And
yeah, the lead, the two leads of the show play brother and sister, which is Jacob Zakhar and Spencer Grammer. And they're the ones that kind of lead the show. It's the storyline of how the brother and sister get along in a college environment, because the brother kind of comes from, you know, being a Boy Scout, and he's kind of nerdy, and he's studying polymer science when he gets to college, and his sister is, like, the real beautiful one who's very social. Her social life is her life. And it's just the dynamics between the two of them. So it's Spencer Grammer and Jacob Zakar who are pretty much the leads in the show. And then there's a whole bunch of rest of the cast. Those are the two to look out for the most, I'd say.
Do you feel like that you all have a lot of chemistry that will really translate well to the show when it finally does air and you shoot more of the episodes?
Oh, definitely. We were just saying the other day how lucky we are that we all get along so well. There's no one who's like a diva on set or, who you're uncomfortable to work with. Everyone just loves each other. We get along so well. And we're all looking forward to becoming a new family.
And how do you think the show really stacks up to the other ABC Family shows? I mean, obviously, there are a lot of dramas like Kyle XY and Wildfire as well.
The show will definitely have a lot of the same audience that those shows have, a younger audience. But I think that this show is a little more, it'll be more relatable for everyone. It's really easy show to watch. And it's not all drama. I would call it more of a dramedy. I think that there's a lot of witty comedy that happens within the show. And so the new lineup will be great because our show's got so much fun in it. And then there's Wildfire, who's same production company, and Kyle XY and their new show Lincoln Heights is great, but those are more drama and the show's got more comedy and real silly characters.
Well, then how is it working for the comedic timing aspect of the comedy portion of the show? Has it been something that's really natural to you, or is that something that you've had to really try and work at least?
The comedy was really, really fun, and it's just the kind of stuff where when you read it, you just know how to say it. It's just, you know the joke, you understand it. The timing that we have with each other as actors is perfect. I mean, we get along so great, and we work together so great, and we could feed off each other so great. I mean, I went to Groundlings and learned some comedy techniques and stuff and timing and fun stuff like that. Mostly this came pretty naturally. The kind of comedy that this is really understandable and easy to do and get and all that.
Where do you really draw your inspirations from for your portrayal? Really, also, how did your portrayal really get differed from when you first looking at the script for your audition and shooting shooting the pilot as well?
I really related to this character a lot, and I saw a lot of myself in the character Ashley, and I saw a lot of my friends' personalities, because I'm naturally in real life, I'm not as crazy of a party girl as this character is. I'm very outgoing, I'm very personable, but not to the extremes that Ashley takes it to. I really got to think about which friends of mine are like that and act as if I were in a situation they'd put themselves in. And that's kind of where I took a lot of inspiration from. The audition scene was different, though, than what was in the pilot script. I had to do a scene that they had written just especially for the audition to show a little bit more of the dramatic side about having to stand up to my friend and just really tell her how I was feeling and confront her. And that was really fun to do. I don't ever get into arguments with my real friends, so it was something that I had to really think about, you know, how I would yell at a friend. Just kind of thought about friendships that I've had and maybe things that I've wanted to say to people and how that feels, and that's kind of where I would take inspiration from, just real life experiences mostly.
And learning to pull the pants up and confront someone and explain to them how you feel, because it's never easy for anyone when they try to do
exactly.
that to a friend, because that's who they are,
exactly.
They're your friend.
Exactly. So that's what was so cool about that particular scene. It was like I never got to do something like that, so I got to try something new.
I wonder if your friends, though, will be like, that's something about me that she's doing on the screen there. You know, because you said you drew from your friends.
I don't know if I'm going to tell them where my friends came from for some of the things. They might be a little insulted.
But you at least have to have, like, a little watch party for when it does premiere.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, my family and friends are really excited. Especially my friend who read the script with me, she just thought it was hilarious and can't wait. So I'm definitely going to have a little watch party when it premieres.
She might be feeling a little sad that now she didn't get to actually audition for the role herself. She got a little practice in there, now she wants to try it. She's like, can you stand in for the day?
She's very excited about it.
She could be like your first little, you know, fan groupie.
She's kind of told me that my whole life. She's like, when you're famous and rich, can I live in the wing of your house? I'm like, oh, she's like, can I be your housekeeper? She's real funny.
I'm like, be your entourage.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, that's never going to happen for me, but we'll see.
No, I am like, living alone. You will have your own place.
I'm like, I have high aspirations for you, too.
If you just want to be my housekeeper, then I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
A new thing that I really picked up and love doing is cooking. That's something, well, my grandma has recently moved in with my family, so I've spent a lot of time with her, and my whole life that's just what I've known her as, is the chef of the house and taking care of everyone and making sure everyone's fed. So I've learned a lot of techniques and stuff from her recently and fun recipes. And just that's just something that I find really exciting. And I'm like obsessed with kitchenware and knives and pots and pans and all these silly things. And I watch Food Network all the time. Cooking is definitely something that I'd love to get even better at.
Yeah, my mom, we watch Ace of Cakes, and she says she's going to marry Duff. She says she wants to marry Duff.
Oh, my God.
Duff's my boyfriend, and we're going to get married. I'm like, okay, Mom, he doesn't he lives in Maryland, but okay.
Those shows are great. I love it. They're, like, so creative, and I can't even, like, make a regular cake. I make the ones with the box, you know, where you, like,
Duncan
add water.
Hines is good for me.
Yeah. So I'd love, those are things I'd like to get better at, especially baking. That's something that you really have to perfect. You know, it takes time and patience, and I'm the kind of person that, like, you know, it'll burn or something, and or I'll miss a step and it'll, you know, won't rise or, you know. No, that's something that I want to get better at too, is baking.
No instant gratification when it comes to, like, cooking or baking. You have to take the time.
Yeah.
Unless you're like Rachel Ray and you, like, have everything done in 30 minutes and it's, like, the prettiest and, like, best meal you've ever seen in your life somehow.
I know. She's incredible. I don't know how she does that. Everything I cook takes, like, 2 hours and I get bored and, you know, she's great, so I gotta get her cookbook.
You're like, 30-minute meals, my butt, come on.
I know, that's impossible.
I'm like, your staff did that part for you, and now since you're on a show, you have it timed. And
I know, she's got rehearsals and everything to go as fast as she can.
Exactly.
There's no way, 30 minutes. But hey, you know, I haven't really tried the book, so if I read her book and I try a recipe, then we'll see if I can really do it in 30 minutes.
Yeah, you have a goal now to aim for, so if you can try give it a shot. That's the thing also with baking, it's like you have to go step by step so that if you miss a step, then you really know what you did wrong.
I've totally missed steps before and ruined things, so I have to go so slow.
Besides cooking, is there anything else you really enjoy doing?
I love singing. That's something that I'm going to try and concentrate on before this show starts. I love writing music. I've played piano for like 12 years. My dad works in radio and he does international shows. So I hear music from all over the world, and I get a lot of inspiration from music from everywhere, from like England, the UK, to Germany, to Japan, South America. Music is, and it's mostly singing for me. I'm going to try and get some stuff recorded, and we'll see what happens. I don't know, but I'm a big music fan.
Who are some of your favorites?
Let me think. I've never had favorite bands or anything. If I had to say an all-time favorite, I'd say Spice Girls, but that sounds stupid. So I'm you know, a little more music educated. But actually, something that I've really gotten into recently is Broadway music. lots of different musicals, like Wicked, and it's in LA right now, and I can't wait to go and see it for the third time. But Wicked, the music from that show is so much fun. The music from the show Once on This Island, and Rent, and Cat, and Beauty and the Beast. But I really love Lily Allen. She's probably my new favorite artist this year so far. I like her message. She's real fun, and her music's real bright. Probably my favorite right now. I listen to a lot of her. I like Imogen Heap, too.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, it's like real awkward, but it's cool.
My favorite song of hers is Say Goodnight and Go. So
I don't know the name of the song, but I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, that's what I know that's good. And then I enjoy Lily Allen, too. I was listening to LDN the other day, so.
I love that song.
It just cracks me up, that song.
I know.
You should not love the song because of the lyrics. It's just really funny.
I know. Her lyrics are so funny. So if you think the song is about one thing, but then you really listen and you're like, did she really say that?
Like, did she really say that somebody got beat up for crack or something? Like a crack
whore? Yeah, like, doesn't she say something she says by a crack whore or something? Something like really out I'm there. Like, and you're like, what?
Hey, I can relate to this song, but it's interesting.
I know. Exactly. But she's really fun. So I like her right now. She's up there.
Yeah, she's really wonderful. I caught her on Saturday Night Live, too, so she was really good. She's really good live as well, obviously.
Oh, great. I haven't heard her live, but good. If you're good live, then that's what matters to me.
Yeah, because anything on a CD can always be altered, but when you're in front of someone, that's no going back.
That's what matters. You can put on a good show. No Milli Vanilli stuff.
No, none at all. I think I heard that they wanted to make, like, a Milli Vanilli movie, and I'm like, leave it alone already.
Oh, my
God.
No, seriously? Are they really? I don't know if I'd see it. Well, maybe if it was, like, a spoof movie, like Will Ferrell stars in it or something. Then maybe I'd see it.
That would be funny. I'm waiting for Blades of Glory.
That looks funny. Yeah. I'm a big Will Ferrell fan.
Yeah, I like him mostly everything, except for I didn't like Anchorman, but that's another story.
You know what? When I first saw Anchorman, I was like, this is the worst movie ever, and I wanted to walk out, but I stuck through it. And now it's like, every time I watch it, it gets funnier.
Maybe I have to watch it again, because I think you need to watch it again.
Cause
I kept waiting for it to get better in the theater, and I didn't want to be like, oh, I just wasted $7.50, so I'm going to walk out, but I did it. Cause I'm like, it'll get funny. It's Will Ferrell. It'll get funny. It's Will Ferrell. And then I'm like, that was the end? Okay.
So I felt the first time I saw it. And everyone's like, oh my God, Anchorman's so funny. I was like, no, it was really not that funny. Since then, I've seen it on DVD and I just crack up. So I don't know. It got funnier for some reason.
I'll watch it a second time.
I don't know.
See.
Yeah. It's like, what's that movie? Napoleon Dynamite. Like when you first see it, you're like laughing and you're like, but it's really weird. So you don't really laugh that hard. But then you, like, talk about it later, and you're, like, dying. You think it's so funny. I think it's one of those kind of things. Like, you get it, like, a few days later.
I watched Anchorman, and I watched Napoleon Dynamite by myself. But I think more if I had, like, gone with maybe a friend or something, it might have, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Napoleon Dynamite now, I mean, obviously, but.
Yeah.
Maybe if you go with, like, a friend or something, those kinds of movies, it makes it somehow better. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, my last question for you is just, you know, what would you like to say to the potential viewers of the show to draw them into the program?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess just get ready to see what college life is going to be like. It's really fun. I don't know what to say to that. Just that it's going to be a really fun adventure and lots of surprises in the show, definitely. When I read the script, I was like, all of a sudden my jaw drops at a lot of parts. I'm like, what? That happened? Oh my gosh. So there's a lot of like really like cool surprises that happen in the show. So to look forward to those moments.
And it's ABC Family, so it has to be good.
Yes, exactly.